Hey there, podcast listeners.
Welcome back to the third season of the Bridge Stories podcast. We are your hosts,
Bianca
and Nick,
both from the class of 2021
at UWC in Mostar.
Every Saturday, we'll cover a current global issue from our guest's personal lens.
Thank you for being here. We really hope you enjoy.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a new episode of the Bridge of Stories podcast. On this week's episode, we have a new guest. If you could introduce yourself with your name, your age, and where you're from.
So I'm Marian Blanco from Nicaragua. I'm 17 years old, and I'm a second year in UWC Mostar.
Thank you so much. Could you please give a brief overview of the political issue we're going to be talking about today?
Yes, so I'm going to basically talk about the impact of ETA, the hurricane that hit Nicaragua in November 2020, and like how it did like impact people and like also the response of the government towards the hurricane.
Thank you so much. So could you please first start with a bit of an overview on hurricanes in Nicaragua?
So it's been a while since we had like a hurricane that actually impacted people, like agriculture as well. Which is like one of the main sources in the economy of Nicaragua, and also the Caribbean coast, because Nicaragua is basically divided in like departments, and then you have two Caribbean coasts, and in this case, ETA, the hurricane, especially impacted the Caribbean coast in the north. So it had like a lot of winds, like heavy rains, storms, and yeah.
Okay, could you give a brief overview of the impact that the hurricane had? Like, what was the damage done to the coastlines and all that?
So, first of all, like a lot of people lose their houses because of the heavy rains, as I said before. Also, you know, like food, not having access to water, and like some other basic necessities. So they had like a lot of difficulties also like trying to get to safer place, like to evacuate and get like somewhere where they could like have water, different services like energy. Also like people's jobs were affected as well, agricultural, like farmers as well, like people that fish, since like the coast, so there's like a lot of the fishing industry, so it was like very affected. And then like of course like animals, and yeah, those were like from my perspective like three different sites that were affected the most.
Thank you so much. And when I was reading a bit about this, I saw that there is also a hurricane called Iota. Is this also relevant in the past hurricane or not really?
Yeah, it happened after ETA, actually. So it was like another like serious hurricane, and like the impact was heavier. So it came like after ETA impacted Nicaragua.
And what was the government's response to the earthquakes and the aftermath? Not the earthquakes, the hurricanes and the aftermath.
So basically, it didn't really help a lot. Most of the people say that the government came and made some like census of like the damages made to like houses and like people in general, but like they didn't really provide any aid. Like they didn't provide, I don't know, like clothes, food, refuge. So it was like not very responsive. In some cities, some people say that, and well, like the news showed that the military like provided some kind of aid. But like as the news say, it was only, they provide, I don't know, like rice and oil and things like that, the things that didn't really like contribute and like didn't really focus on the impact of the hurricane on like the houses, like service, like access to water, energy. So yeah, there was like a lot of action from the government, and yeah.
Okay, and now that we've talked about the government, could you explain how the government works in Nicaragua and kind of what's going on politically in your country?
Yeah, so the party in power right now, it's called FSLN, and it's basically people that are like identify themselves as Sandinistas. And I think it's very important to mention that since like 2018, there has been like a political crisis that like basically started with the increase in taxes of the like social security, and after that, like many people like started to protest, but not also because of this, but like because of corruption, like. You know, it's something like that bring all the things that the government has been lacking of, like providing the citizens. So yeah, with the protests and also when it comes to the protests, there were like a lot of violations of human rights, right of expression, a lot of intimidation by the government to activists or like people that just manifest themselves in social media. So it's like very critical, and yeah, as well as the access to basic necessities in Nicaragua, it's complicated.
Thank you so much. And how are you involved by these hurricanes? Have you been affected in any way, or have you, you know, expressed any disappointment towards your government at all?
So despite my city was in red alert when it comes to the hurricane, like personally, my family did not like had it was not impacted as many other families and like many other like people that have like that live in poor areas. And I think when it comes to those people that live in poor areas that do not have access, as I mentioned before, to like so many basic necessities, yeah, I'm like very disappointed by the fact that it was not like they were not supported. And despite these people keep the hope of the government maybe trying to act, but like seems like it's not gonna happen probably. So yeah, it's very disappointing.
And how has the hurricanes and the government's reaction affected, you mentioned protests earlier, how has the hurricanes and the government's inaction impacted the protests? Have they, you know, caused more and more people to become angry at the government and demand change?
Right now, like protests like are not happening anymore because of like the oppression of the government, like people trying to manifest, if they try to manifest they're gonna like literally they're sent to jail. So right now like protests are not happening, but like still there are like many activists, many people trying to like still aim to bring a change and, you know, like go against the oppression. And of course, like this is like with the lack of response towards helping people, like citizens, and as like we are disappointed, as I said before, and also it shows how like the government really like works. It's not very like responsive. It doesn't really help. So this is, I think, it's like one more thing that adds to the list of not very good things that it has done. And yeah,
thank you. Could you now talk a bit about international involvement and international reactions to these hurricanes and your political situation? Have international reactions been present?
Yes, I know the ONU has been working on like sending some aid, some like food, especially like there's a food program trying to help children that, like, you know, because of the hurricane and because their parents losing like their main access of earning money, yeah. Especially like in agricultural sectors. So basically these organizations have been sending some kind of help. And I also know that like some NGOs have been sending some support. And inside the country, there are some people that have decided to, oh, like, let's help them, let's help like people that are being like really affected and get some food for them, some like other basic necessities. However, the government has stopped them from sending the aid.
Okay.
So I think that's something important to need, like oppressing people and like when it shouldn't happen, because we're just like trying to help many other people that need it.
Has this happened with like US aid and UN aid as well, or just with internal aid to the cause?
As far as I know, just with internal aid.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so with the political situation and the hurricanes, what have your neighboring governments been doing? What are the neighboring governments' reaction to it, to the hurricanes and the political situation? You mentioned a few like NGOs and stuff like that, but like, are there any countries that are supporting the people?
The hurricane itself also affected neighboring countries like Honduras, Salvador. They are also like going through kind of the same situation. And I haven't really heard of like some other like governments or like neighboring governments or countries sending some aid, because I think they're going like through the same situation, and I think like it's harder. And yes, I know like in other like neighboring countries as well, like there are so many situations where the government compared to the government in Nicaragua do not really support citizens, mm-hmm. their citizens either. So it's like, you know, Latin America, it's like we have like so many like regimes, governments not really caring for like the well-being of their citizens. So yeah, it's like it's not really like they're fighting against like to bring the oppression down or like mm-hmm. corrupt governments, sadly. Yeah,
of course. And has COVID-19, the global pandemic, impacted the aid and the kind of the aftermath of the hurricanes and the political situation at all?
Yes, definitely. Before the hurricanes, like the health care sector was like super impacted. Like there was not like a lot of aid coming from the government. Like hospitals were saturated. Mm-hmm. There were lacking of, I don't know, beds to attend patients. Also, like doctors were not protected. Like a lot of people got contagious, and some citizens like started to being afraid of going like to the hospitals because they knew that they were not gonna have the resources to be like well treated. Mm-hmm. So it shows like there's not like a lot of support from the government, neither aid. So after this, like after the hurricane happened, the situation keeps the same and like even worse. You know, like now with like COVID, not having like your house, not being able to access a safe healthcare, has really impacted like citizens, and especially in the Caribbean, those indigenous community mm-hmm. that before like the hurricane, you know, like accessing, like going and access to hospitals is like very like difficult because of the distance, like, you know, they live in rural areas. So despite sadly indigenous communities and cities has always been left behind somehow, they are not very supported. With this, it's like even worse, like they're going through a lot, not only when it comes to like living a good standard of life, but also like access to health itself.
Yeah.
And how do you see the future of Nicaragua progressing? Do you see as time goes on, any new movements starting up to oppose the corruption within the government?
Yes, like I really have hope that once we're gonna have a government that cares for ourselves, like not oppression, and I really know like how many people like, especially in 2018, like they showed how we are like united and we want like a change. And I really think that all these movements, all the like unions, like citizens have created, are gonna like help somehow. This year we will have elections, so hopefully I know like there's this union of citizens that like have protested, that some of them are like not only you know, people that work like in the economic sector that mm-hmm. like have some experience, but also like activists, some civilians. Mm-hmm. So I think that's very important. Like many of them are involved and like are together, and just with the aim of like mm-hmm. winning and bringing like some change, rather than like benefit themselves as like the government is doing right now, like benefiting itself instead of really like doing something for the country.
So do you see an opposition kind of coalition forming to oppose this current government in place?
Yes. This coalition, like national coalition, it's like kind of like the main opposition against the government. There are some other parties, but like I think in Nicaragua we are seeing like there's more focus on this national coalition because we know those are the people that were protesting, that were like trying to bring a change after the 2018 crisis, political crisis. So I think that's like the main like opposition against the government.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.